It's Tuesday, 17th of August, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast and discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Rhodes.
You're right.
And Winx.
Hello.
Welcome one, welcome two. You can decide which number you are. We've had a week off because we wanted to, so we'll first talk about games that we've been playing.
We had a week off because last week I was eating dinner at the wrong time. That's why we've had a week off. That's legitimately the reason.
I don't like throwing people under the bus unless it's in team meetings.
Well, I'll throw myself under the Grincast bus for the viewers. It was me. I'm the reason you didn't get one, because I wanted some mac and cheese. All right?
I thought that was a speed bump. Oh. It was just you this entire time.
It was me, yeah. It was me. You called me fat, huh? You're cancelled.
You don't have to be fat to be a speed bump.
Wouldn't help if I was thin enough to not. I can't drive, okay?
I mean, nor can speed bumps.
Maybe I'd make a good speed bump then, I don't know.
Rhodes, take us away. What you've been keeping yourself busy with?
Well, Ace Lister. You know, honestly, there was only two people you could have picked, so you think I'd be more prepared for this, wouldn't you? I've been playing Boyfriend Dungeon. It's a game where you marry a dungeon. It's not. You don't marry a dungeon. It'd be good if you did, though. That'd be cool. Yeah, it's interesting. It's, there's boys in it. There's girls in it. There's non-binary people in it. There's characters in the game, is what I'm trying to say. There are people in the game.
There's characters in a video game.
There are characters in this video game. You date people who can turn into swords, or I should say at least some kind of melee weapon, because one of them is a pair of brass knuckles, so I guess that's technically not a sword of any kind. So, let's not get into the...
Are they people who turn into weapons, or are they weapons who turn into people?
Look, Ace, honestly, mate, I've been working late for like 3.5 weeks now. I don't know, I just don't know. Maybe they're hilts that turn into people and swords. And if you actually take off their trousers, you'll realise that one of their ankles is a hilt. You don't know, do you? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been playing it.
Well, look, spoilers. Ain't no booty in this game, I'm afraid. No, this is a safe for work game. Probably not. No games are safe at work, really. Like, you shouldn't work hard. Don't play games at work. I don't really know how to describe a visual novel without spoiling it. It's fun. It's good. You know, like the dungeoning is cool. They call it the dunge, and I hate that. But the whole way through, they just refer to dungeons as dunge, like as the dunge, and that does make me want to punch a hole in the monitor because I'm not from insert hipster American state here, California. Yeah, I'll do. It's cool though. The art's really nice. The music is like three songs that just repeat, and that's infuriating. But you just take the headphones off, can't you? I suppose. Modern problems require modern solutions.
I mean, you have two monitors.
Yes.
Just turn the in-game sound off and put something on the other monitor.
Yeah, that's a very good point. The way I look at video games now is I go, does it have a better police spawning system than Cyberpunk 2077? and in the one cutscene where it's relevant, this game does. So it's a 10 out of 10 for me.
We used to have the lofty goal of if the game makes you cry, then it's an automatic Game of the Year entry. But because of the quality of games recently, we've had to lower that to, does it do this one thing better than Cyberpunk 2077?
I mean, you can have a game that's so bad that you cry.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, like, have you ever played Cyberpunk 2077?
I was going to say.
I cried. Like, you get to the loading screen on a console and you're like, oh, I'm crying. It lets me, like, reminisce about all the bad things that have happened to me in my life, and that's why it's a bad game. That's why it makes you cry. We're going off the deep end here, Ace. Save us.
Winks. Throwing the ball over to you.
Please be playing Cyberpunk.
I've been playing Cyberpunk. Well, I mean, no. I might as well have been, because it was better than what I actually played for the past 2 weeks, which was, for some reason, I was in the mood to play a virtual pet sim, and I've always wanted to play... Well, I've always wanted to own a Tamagotchi, like a real one, because I got the fake, like, knockoff ones as a kid, and I saw that Tamagotchi was available on the Game Boy, so I didn't emulate it at all, but I've been playing it on my computer for, 2 weeks. I've got my little baby. I named them Pumped.
You know what, though? You know, now that you've suggested that you might have emulated it, you're going to get some, like, cyberpunk-esque police swarming behind you, but it's actually Nintendo lawyers, so...
Well, if they're anything like the actual Cyberpunk police, I'll be fine. Or I'm already dead, so... One of the two. So Pumped. Pumped is now 4 years old. They evolved twice.
Yeah, my... grew up so fast.
I know. It's quite scary. It's only got a face.
Oh, like it was only here a week ago.
It's only got a face, and it poops. And so pretty much the cycle of the game is it
do
poops.
You reckon, do you reckon it poops out of its mouth, or do you think there's a hole in the back of its head?
I mean, I think it's just a hole. I'm hoping it's just a hole. It's definitely not coming for its front, because it eats, and I would see it coming out of its face, I would have assumed, but who knows? It's rudimentary graphics, I guess.
Do Tamagotchis have cloacas?
Oh my god.
That's the question.
Do Tamagotchis dream of electronic sheep? I don't know. The thing that really gets me with this game, because, I mean, it's what I expected from a Tamagotchi. It's like, it poops, you clean it, whatever. Is the minigames. I thought there'd be more minigames in a Game Boy game, but there's only three. And really, there's only one actual minigame, and that's Catch the Falling Baseball. But it's, sentient, I guess, because it'll jump. Like, you're moving the actual Tamagotchi to catch the baseball, but it'll jump out of the way sometimes. So you just... It's like wrangling cats. It's really annoying. And if you miss just one out of 10 of these baseballs, sometimes it's not good enough and it like throws a hissy fit and you're just like, bah. And then the other two games, they're not even games. One's just maths. That's not a game. Maths.
Well, it's fun though.
No.
You don't like maths?
No.
Well, give us a maths question from the game.
Well, it's just something like, 2 plus 5 minus 3. And it's like, I think that not the worst part about it isn't the actual doing math. It's because of how it's set up. Like, the numbers are on a grid, like a square grid. So like top left, bottom left, top right, bottom right. You have to press, there's no cursor. You just need to press it on the D-pad. But the D-pad is up, down, left, right. So it doesn't work. So bottom right is up or down. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but basically it's broken. So even if you know the right answer, you'll press the button where you think it should be and it'll be like, no, you just walked into the wrong answer. And then that at least is more of a game than the last one, which really depends on the level of fun that this little Pumped needs. And that's left or right. And it's literally, there's no skill involved. It's just a guessing game. Like, it's not like prompting you to, like, you have to match up where the Tamagotchi is going to look. So if it's going to look left, you click left. But there's no prompt, like I said before. It's just a random game of luck. And it's just dumb. And I hate it. And I want to move on to another virtual sim. I'll let Pumped die so I can.
Have you tried putting him down?
I might have to. But actually, Pumped is really clever. So. He's won a few tournaments with me as well, so...
It's a bit funny to me that you think a Game Boy tie-in game to, well, anything is going to be fun.
Well, yeah, it's... You know, why don't you get Nintendogs?
I was thinking about picking up Nintendogs and cats, but then I kind of just want to... I don't know, it's like a charm with Tamagotchi, where it's all crusty, like a wonky egg... turning into a weird alien. It's cute.
Sounds like the Grincast.
I'll call my next baby Adam, just for you.
Oh, you don't have to name him after Ace. That's fine.
What do you think Pumped's named after?
Pumped. I don't know. I feel like there's a gun reference there. Could be a sex reference there. So many references that could be. How do you spell it?
P-O-O-M-N-T.
P-O-O-M-N-T.
Nothing in it, don't worry. It's...
Can you rearrange use it in a sentence?
I've pumped myself. Wait, today.
Is it an anagram?
Yes, it's an anagram. Oh. Actually, it's the hidden lyrics for Hurt by Johnny Cash. I pumped myself today.
Is it top on?
I'm not falling for that.
Is it motop?
Well, anyway. Hey, what did you play?
That's how I got you out of the way. Well, first, I'd like to mention that you might notice my voice sounds a bit different. Rocat have sent us over the new Rocat Torch microphone. And I told them I'd give it a plug on the Grincast, as well as we'll write a review for the website. I'm currently using the Whisper Pickup Pattern. Whisper Pickup Pattern. It has three modes, the Whisper, the Normal, and Stereo. And when it's in normal mode, it picks up the kids chattering to themselves upstairs. So that's why I have it in Whisper mode, which seems to pick me up and nothing else, which is really good. And stereo mode, I clicked it into that mode for to test it out, and it's stereo. The microphone is to the left of me, and it sounded like I was speaking from the right through my headphones. So works as advertised. The mixer controls that it comes with. You can separate the microphone from it, put the microphone onto a boom, just a generic boom arm, but so long as it's plugged in by USB-C cable, you can use the gain and volume and mode controls. So it's pretty versatile. I've got it on my desk. I'm not sure whether the anti-vibration bass actually works. I'll try knocking my desk. I'll see in the edit if it works. And it says it's studio quality. It's 24-bit audio with a 48 kilohertz sampling to ensure you reliably sound how you're supposed to. So if you hate your voice, you're going to sound exactly how you hate.
I like that it says professional studio, because I do think right now you could drop a new K-pop album and I'd buy it. So,
fantastic. Well, that's the plug out of the way. And, I do also have a Turtle Beach headset and a Turtle Beach controller, which will be getting reviews. Haven't had much chance to play with controller. I did, because you can plug it into your Xbox One, Xbox Series X, which is what I did. I'm also going to give it a whirl in the PC, but to test it out on the Xbox, I played Saints Row the Third Remastered, because it's Saints Row, why would I not? I actually haven't played that since I reviewed it, so finally got around to finishing off the final few missions and activities and finishing the game. Still got some achievements to complete. Don't know if I'll go back and do that, because I'm not really an achievement hunter. But it was nice to go back to Saints Row. As I said in my review of the game, it's if there was anything that you encountered that was broken in the original game, it's still broken in this. It just looks nicer while it's broken. There's one road which reliably has grass growing from below it, through it. And it's really weird. Something that isn't weird is that the director of Diablo 4, amongst two other high-profile Blizzard employees, have been let go from Activision Blizzard. what's it, Louis Barica. And
I like the lilt you did on that.
And Jesse McCree, the games director and lead designer, as well as World of Warcraft designer Jonathan LeCraft, have all been let go.
Wait, you're telling me that there's a designer on World of Warcraft called Jonathan LeCraft?
Yeah. He made the Warcraft.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, apparently. Activision Blizzard haven't said why they were let go, but we can probably guess it's to do with terrible, terrible misogyny, transphobic language, and, you know, all the awful stuff that we talked about a few episodes ago. They have assigned new leaders where appropriate and will move forward to ensure a safe, productive work environment for all. Good.
Good. Well, that's really interesting because Jesse McCree is, his name is given to one of the characters in Overwatch. So it's funny to see announcers and other people censoring his name and like using like the title of the cowboy just to, in the meantime. So I wonder what they'll change his name to. But
wait, is that actually where the name comes from?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, apparently. And there are various in-game references in World of Warcraft to Afrasiabi, which they have removed or they're going to remove based on what happened with the creative director, Alex Afrabassi, who was fired last summer.
I genuinely don't understand why you reference yourself in your own game.
I mean, it makes you more famous, doesn't it?
Well, I know. Like, I know McCree is a cowboy from Overwatch. I know Jesse McCree is some kind of sexist abuser from Blizzard. Like, he's famous for the wrong reason. Infamous. Is even a word for it. He's not even famous, is he? He's infamous.
One topic while I was looking at this stood out. There was a lady who worked there called, I think she still works there. Her name is Frances Townsend. And it says that she stepped down from the company's women's network for basically downplaying like the whole Activision Blizzard situation internally and externally. And I didn't really do some research. I just put like her name into Google and I found out that she was the former United States Homeland Security Advisor for George Bush. And that blew my mind.
Yeah. I'm not too sure what the company's women's network means. Is that like their Discord group or?
Probably like a Slack or something.
Right.
I don't think I'll get that much, really. It's probably like a small room in the corner.
Do you think they're slacking on that?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think I'm firmly aware that they're probably not up to snuff.
The woman's Slack is a notepad in the kitchen.
Oh,
oh, there it is. We knew something was going to make it. It probably is, to be fair. Like, you joke, but it probably is true. It is Blizzard. I'm surprised they actually employed any women, to be honest.
Well, they probably get some sort of subsidies for employing non-white males.
Yeah. Well, wait, is that a thing?
I don't know. Affirmative action is a thing in America where companies get subsidies for employing non-white employees. I don't know if there's one for employing women.
Probably. And they'll, like, anything just to, you know, not that they'll pay them more or anything, just like that they'll give them a job.
Yeah, give them a job. Like all the really shitty jobs as well, like QA.
And whatever jobs they're actually assigned to do, and everyone else can just piss off and do whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like they'll give them a job, but they end up having to do shitloads of stuff that isn't actually theirs.
Mm.
Whilst like the real men can go out and get drunk and earn their money.
Well, speaking of getting drunk, I suppose. Aliens Fireteam Elite has had a new trailer dropped because it's coming out like next week, the 24th. Yeah, next week.
Oh, wow.
The it looks well, gameplay wise, it's probably not my kind of thing, but graphics wise, it looks really good. The way the aliens move, they've got different types of aliens. Obviously, you need some that are stronger armor and that do different sorts of attacks. But yeah, the way that they moved in the short Survive the Hive trailer looks pretty impressive.
I like that in the trailer. There's a huge, massive head. I think it's probably like a Prometheus, but just very stark contrast from like all the other aliens and stuff. Just like a massive stone face.
Yeah. I like that it's got a season pass.
Oh.
I don't like that one. I hate season passes.
No, it's not a season pass. It's an Endeavor pass.
It literally says on the poster, 4-time upcoming season pass DLC packs.
But on the infographic for the different for the standard and deluxe editions, it says Endeavor Pass.
Buy the game, Rhodes.
Endeavor Pass content will become available over time in seasonal releases.
I remember Colonial Marines, and that's why I went by this video game.
It does.
It's not being made by Sega, though.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Although I don't see the fun in playing as the fire team. I mean, I'm sure it would be fun, but I would assume that being an alien is way better, just so you can crawl around and do fun stuff like that. Like in Aliens vs. Predator, that was fun.
Oh yeah, that was quite good. Is that a fucking PC game?
There were two Alien vs. Predator games.
The one where you could be the alien and or predator, I guess. If both of them are it, then oops.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it is both, but one is known as the good one. I think it's the 2000 one.
Oh, then the bad one. Then I like the bad one.
I like the bad one. The one that's overwhelmingly positively reviewed on Steam. That bad one.
I don't know. I haven't played either of them. I can't play scary games. They scare me.
It's not scary unless you're playing against me, in which case it's scary. I breathe down your neck or something. It's all right.
You might be a predator like Jason McCree.
Well, if you're
an alien like Bobby Kotick.
If you pre-order Aliens Fireteam Elite, you'll get chestburster joke emote, flames decal, adios decal, endeavor decal. So there's going to be lots of emotes.
Oh, whoa. You're missing a big one. The sloppy salute emote. What is that?
Whoa.
What is the sloppy salute?
I think it's rather than a snapping your arm and your elbow in a straight line, it's just waving.
Could just call it the waving emoji. It's not quite as funny though, is it, as the sloppy salute? Oh, the word sloppy is
alliteration. It's great. Is,
Slapoot. I've got nothing. Tired, please.
A pack of random challenge cards. That's, we're just shoving everything in there. Like a pack of matches.
It really is. Just like, it feels like, you remember those old like lucky dip bags you got from the corner shop? That's what it feels like. You go in, you get like a pack of those like stick candies that you pretend were cigarettes because you were 8 and you thought it was cool. And you'd get like a collection of like trading cards, but it'll be for some like E-tier Marvel character you've never heard of, like Captain Britain or something, and you're like, cool.
In Durham,
you get the trading cards select for the pin pals from The Simpsons. You're like, oh, cool! I've got them all. I've got Homer 3 times in one pack. Still no Apu. Great.
Well, when they first announced that the studio Cold Iron Studios was behind this, I looked into them. I've spoken about this on the podcast before, I believe, but they had various job postings. I looked into those and at the benefits, and in the benefits was listed that you get 10% off of branded merchandise.
Wow.
So
10%.
Like 10%, you had to buy your Cold Iron Studios t-shirt that you would wear because you work at Cold Iron Studios. But you got 10% off of that.
Why would you want to wear that? I find nothing worse than wearing the branding of the company I work for. Like, I just don't accept them when they offer them to me when they're free.
I was going to say, but how would you feel if you had to pay for it?
Yeah, I'd feel even worse if I had to pay for it. Like, when it's free, I'm just like, I don't want to walk around and be free advertising for you. I don't want to pay to advertise them. Jesus.
Imagine if if Mediatonic devs had to pay for to get their Fall Guys key rings.
Oh, they have to pay them to get into the suits. Like, it's like a mandatory, like, one person a day. Someone gets sacrificed to be consumed by the Fall Guy.
It's like, you know, the ending of The Wicker Man. It's like that, but yes, with a giant Fall Guy bean.
They push you down like a assault course. Like, now it's your day, Jonathan.
Yeah, everyone's wearing white and they're all just like, get in the bean. And you're like, no, not the bean, not the bean.
And they can't say anything. She's like, where do you think the noises come from?
Every time you make a noise, it just plays the Fall Guys theme.
They don't get paid by real money, they get paid by like the purple tokens that you achieve.
Paid in crowns.
Oh, if only.
Oh yeah, sorry, some of us can't win a Fall Guy. Sorry, Winx. Sorry, Winx.
Challenge me.
I didn't win during the beta and I don't own it, so I can't try again. But something I'm going to be trying is Aragami 2, which had a story trailer released this past week. I, as soon as it popped up for preload on the Xbox X, I preloaded it because I've been looking forward to this. Aragami, the game where you play as a undead ninja, and you have all sorts of shadow powers and story trailer made it look really, really interesting. Lots of cool moves and stealth attacks.
I'm glad that they're all wearing masks, you know, considering.
Mm. I was shocked to find out it was 5 years old, Aragami.
Oh, the first one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember, like, being really excited for it when it came out. And I thought it was really good, but I can't believe it's that old. That's...
Well, it looks like it. Like, looking back at it, I was amazed by, I don't know, the rose-tinted glasses. Like, it was a great game, but it's just... I think this one looks so much better in comparison. It looks so detailed comparatively and got such a better art style, I think.
I definitely agree. It looks a lot more refined, doesn't it? Mm. And obviously, we also have to remember that it did sell 2 million copies, apparently, allegedly.
Whoa.
No, I think it sold 500,000 copies. They did release a statement saying that... Oh, the first one sold 500,000 copies, but this one's pre-sold 1 million. And that was quickly followed by, we misread, no, they actually said, it's actually gone gold, meaning that they can submit it to PlayStation, Microsoft, etc. Not that it has sold 1 million. That's not the gone gold we understood it to be.
Is that actually what it was? Did they get...
They didn't specify that, but that's the only thing it could have been. Like, they were told, oh, can you just release a quick statement saying that we've gone gold? And they're wow, 1 million, that's awesome, we'll tell everyone.
I know that, like...
And then Linceworks got word of that. No. That we've gone gold.
Whose fault was that?
It's the publisher, wasn't it? Or the marketing team?
PR team.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I didn't realize that was allegedly... I remember they retracted it, but I didn't realize people would come up with that theory. That's so funny.
like it's a record label.
Yeah. Like, someone just walking into the old offices and being like, that gold record would go lovely on that wall. Now, what are you talking about, Dave?
Aragami's on platinum.
To be fair, the PlayStation 2 had its platinum range, PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 had its platinum range because it had sold so many copies. I don't know if it was the same amount of copies as a platinum CD, but still.
Yeah, those are the good days. Yeah. And let's be honest with you, even though Aragami 2 has gone gold in a technical sense that it's completed now, that's something Cyberpunk 2077 will never achieve.
I knew it.
You're back on the Cyberpunk 2077 kick because they announced the details of their next patch, aren't you?
Yeah. Why isn't that in the news?
I mean, is it news? Is it?
Yeah, it came out like 2 hours ago, to be fair, which is before Ace posted all of that.
Well, nonsense. The news is the map can expand and retract. There you go.
I'm gonna take a highlight from the Reddit thread for you, right?
Please.
Because obviously they did a stream to show off the new patch. The top comment is, during the stream, the chat goes wild because one of the AI T-poses, and that's it. So even in this big fix, everyone, it's just, it's broken.
It's not a bug, it's a reference to the bug.
Oh my god. That's amazing. I hate it so much.
I should work the PI over there.
Yeah, do you want to put that fire out? Maybe I'll go to Greece and put that fire out, mate.
From games that were gold to one that'll never go gold, Rapture Rejects. It's spent a couple of years in early access, was abandoned by the developer in, what was it, 2018? No, start of 2019. Shortly before our preview on the site went up. And yeah, it's no longer available for sale. So if you have a key from Fanatical or Humble or whatever, it is now literally worthless. I mean, it was before because no one was playing the game and the Twitter was just full of, can you make this free to play so that we have other people to play against style comments. Explosion, the entity behind Explosion Games, did tweet to someone in April that they'd requested the game to be removed from Steam. Again, that happened in April, and it's 4 days ago it came off of sale on Steam. I've recently seen other games that have said, we are taking this game off of sale, and the game has no longer been on sale that same day, so I don't know quite what took them so long, but they claimed they'd asked Valve to take it off sale.
Was this made by Cyanide and Happiness, those guys?
Indeed.
That's right.
Well, that's why no one was playing it. Like, I remember the last time they were funny.
They have a new game.
Oh, for God's sake. Why would you buy that? They've just cancelled another one that they abandoned 2 years ago.
I forget what it's called now, but yeah, they've got a let me try and find it.
Freakpocalypse,
that's it, thank you.
$15.49 for episode one.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not multiplayer, so
I bet it's got a season's pass.
But at least you don't need to wait for other people to log on.
Does it have the sloppy salute emoji in it?
Yeah.
At least you don't have to buy it. Wait for other people to buy it so they can play against you.
It just looks like a shit version of South Park.
But I mean, like, even then, it's like that's kind of good for where they came up from. Even though I don't really find it funny anymore, especially like, well, it wasn't even really that funny back in like 2008. But
it was. But we were children.
True.
That's why it was funny then, because you'd just open up a little comic art and it'd be like panel of like them doing something, panel of them doing something, then one of them just shit on the other one in the final panel for no reason. You'd be like, haha, poop.
I like that they turned that into a game as well. They turned it into a card game, which was essentially like Cards Against Humanity, but with visual jokes. And good premise, but I tried playing it once and it's worse than Cards Against Humanity. It's like, It's better than most of the jokes I started to make, but that's probably how they make their content anyway, I assume.
Yeah.
Well, they have, I believe that there's a Cyanide and Happiness comic generator out there somewhere, and they the comic also has a Depression Week or Depressed Week or something where they used to, where each comic would literally be, it wouldn't be funny, it'd just be something to depress you, like, oh, my dog's dead, oh, that's sad, end of comic. It's like,
it's funny the first time, but when it's like a yearly thing, it's like, it's like a one trick gag kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing is a one trick gag, and that gag ran out in 2008. So,
what about the purple shirted stabbing person stabber? Oh,
don't.
I can't even remember what that is, Ace. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I've got a black spot in my brain where cyanide and happiness used to be.
I think you just checked out.
Yeah, rather than put something else there, I think I'd rather just let it eat away at me. You know, it's coming for Cyberpunk next. That's what it's going to consume.
Well, you know where Cyberpunk 2077 hasn't been selling?
PlayStation 4?
Japan.
Oh, well, same thing.
Famatsu announced that the top 30 best-selling retail games in Japan were all Nintendo Switch titles, which is the first time that the top 30 has been from a single console since November 1988.
Wow.
Well, I'm assuming that was the NES?
Yeah.
The Famicom, yeah.
Goodness me. Maybe Cyberpunk needs to just go onto the Switch and then it'll reach 29.
Yeah, true. The thing is, it sounds impressive, but then I think, like, what has, like, Sony released that could break into that anyway? Like, what PlayStation game is there recently? But then I also see things like number 9, eBaseball. And I'm like, right, surely. Although baseball is big in Japan, I suppose, so.
Well, there's one game that caught my eye that came in third, and it was called Crayon Shin-chan's Aura and Doctor Summer Vacation, a 7-day trip that doesn't end. And that's third, and I love that.
Sold 14,000 copies. That sold more last week than Balan Wonderworld did.
God, Crayon Shin-chan. I can't believe that's still going.
Yeah.
Well, wait, you know what this is? What is it?
It's some really badly drawn anime from years ago.
It's like, it's like childhood
with the same humor as Cyanide and Happiness. Just everything's a poop joke.
But it's true, but it's literally made for actual kids, like actual kids, not edgy kids.
That's fair. I'm just looking. I mean, I'm shocked that like Sword and Shield is in the top 20.
I'm sure that Minecraft is first still.
No, that doesn't shock me.
Really?
Nothing shocks me about Minecraft. I'm pretty sure.
From Minecraft, so they buy another copy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that like Notch just keeps buying copies of Minecraft to make it good.
But he's not making any money. Is he making money?
No, he doesn't, but like he's got infinite amount of money to spend on it, so he may as well just make sure his own game is the best selling of all time.
Yeah, other highlights are of course Zelda Skyward Sword HD, Monster Hunter Stories 2, Smash Brothers is still in the top 10.
Crazy, isn't it? Mario Party as well is like just outside the top 10.
Hmm.
Although number 10 is with Navigation Game Program for the first time.
It's Garage Builder, isn't it?
Yeah, like what is that? It's like the Labo, but...
Well, yeah, it's Labo mixed with... just make your own game, isn't it? It's like Super Mario Maker, but you can just make whatever.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Or Dreams, I guess, would be the best comparison. Nintendo Dreams.
Yeah, it's Nintendo Dreams.
Mm.
Wow.
I swapped to the previous week, and Neo: The World Ends With You on PlayStation 4 was at number 10, spoiling the run of Switch games.
Oh,
well, it's on Switch now this week at number 23.
It was on Switch at number 1.
Okay.
That week, wow. But there was also Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2. At 23 on PlayStation 4, and Greatest Tourney 1 and 2 at 28, and Ark Ultimate Survivor at number 30. So it was a PlayStation 4 / Switch ranking.
It's interesting that it's top 30. I've heard like top 20s, top 10s, top 40s, but 30, I don't think I've ever come across that before. And
isn't this like how Famitsu do like a best out of 30 score though for their games? Like,
oh right, okay.
Because they do. I don't know if it's like that's a consistent thing in Japan, but like I know that their biggest game reviewer does it out of 30. Although is that three people rating out of 10? Is that a thing?
See, that brain is really ringing of yours.
But yeah, I mean, that's the only connection I've got. I don't know anything else about Japan and the number 30 other than those two things.
I just clicked on the Famitsu page for the Zelda the Skyward Sword and their rating is 8.5.
Wait, what? No, Famitsu, don't do this to me.
So I don't think you're right.
No, wait, give me a moment. Just let me.
It's probably something to do with it. Japan's big on numbers because seven's a lucky number. And
yeah. Eight is as well.
Oh, it's out of 40, not 30. They have video game magazine Famitsu assigned scores to video games by having four reviewers each give a score from 0 to 10. And then the total of their four scores is the total.
Yeah, so 30 is a bit strange, but I'm loving it.
I think that the top 40 music is strange because why 40? Why not 50?
Or maybe it's things to do with like how it shifts a lot, I guess. And like maybe after 40, there's not much moving around in the games. But after 30, it's like there's not really much movement. So why bother?
That might be why Famitsu do top 30, because after 30, there's not much movement.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mystery solved.
Only three Western games have ever been given a perfect score by Famitsu. It's not Cyberpunk, would you believe?
Oh. I don't believe.
I'm guessing.
I don't think you'd get them, actually. I think they're quite
obscure.
I'll give you the first one was 2011, second one's 2013, and the most recent one was last year.
God of War?
Nope.
Alien Isolation?
Yes, it is. Alien. No, it's not.
Oh, but God damn it. Raise my hopes up like that.
No, we've got Skyrim is the first one.
Oh.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is the second one. And the most recent one last year. Feels like cheating, to be honest with you, but it's Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh yeah.
I like the idea of them reviewing it. Hey, these guys are Japanese. 10 out of 10. That's how I reviewed Thunderblade, anyway. When I saw the English accents.
How did Skyrim get 10 out of 10?
I mean, Skyrim's like one of those critically acclaimed games of all time, mate. Why are you so shocked?
It's broken.
No, it's not as broken as you think. People love to overplay
it. Was it even the special edition? Or...
No, it's the original.
I had no bugs when I played it, and I played the whole thing.
It wasn't on PlayStation 3 that they reviewed it.
Yeah, that's true.
I played it on PlayStation 3 and it was fine for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Exactly. People just love to remember things incorrectly because it helps them argue their point today.
Cyberpunk was the best game ever.
So Cyanide and Happiness is a great webcomic?
Look, Ace. I never said it was bad. I just said it was for children. And in 2008, I was a child. In 2011, when Skyrim came out, I was probably still a child, really. I might have been 18, but I'm still a child now. Let's be honest. I love poop. Poop is funny.
It was when you played Persona 5, that's when you turned into a man.
Well, yeah, because someone needed to protect those fucking kids.
Okay, we'll wrap things up with a main topic. What categories should they add to the Game Awards?
Right, I got one. Hear me out. Best Cyberpunk 2077 patch.
Goes to Ghost Runner.
Goes to the game, The Ascent.
That'd be apt. I haven't really thought of one. Maybe like most problematic game studio this year award.
Be a short list.
And then it'll be full of ones that we don't know that they're not problematic. We just know that nobody said that they're problematic.
Yeah.
Most quietest publisher.
Studio with least PR disasters.
With only 5 this year goes to
Nintendo. Well done, Nintendo.
Do they have an accessibility award?
They do.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I think it was the first time last year.
So not that one.
Best battle pass.
No, don't. Best downloadable. Actually, no, that's all right. Best
downloadable content. That's probably, I wouldn't be shocked if that was one. Like, it's not in the Game Awards, but it probably is somewhere.
DLC isn't bad, but maybe like
expansion, maybe.
Yeah, it's like similar to expansion.
Best value game.
Aww.
There you go. Best value games. I don't know. I feel like they've pretty much covered a lot now, you know. Like,
this was your idea of a main topic.
Look, mate, I had like 30 seconds to think of one. But literally before you pressed the record button, I was on how to come up with this.
I came up with one while you were coming up with this one, but I thought this might be a better one. I came up with what recent TV show should be a video game.
Shouldn't be a video game, or should?
Should.
Okay. Right. Just one more. Best microtransaction. There we go.
That's it. I love that. That's good. See, the problem is with these topics, is me and Winx can't help but take the piss. So,
so best TV show, right?
Yeah, what awards did they add to the TV awards? That's what you're getting at, right?
Hang on, how did Among Us win Best Multiplayer in 2000?
In 2020.
It came out in 2018.
I guess, like, if the multiplayer is good in 2020, does it not matter when it came out?
It's almost like retroactive.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a game that had better multiplayer. Maybe Fall Guys, but...
Golf with your friends.
Listen, Winks.
That came out last year. That didn't come out... 2020 was last year. God damn it.
Golf with your friends deserves no award. Unless that award is in poor understanding of realistic geometry. Then it deserves that award. We've got like a best family award. I reckon we can get like a best adult game.
Oh.
Or is that like...
Sponsored by Nutaku.
When I went on their website that one time, mate, that was good, wasn't it? But Ace was like, oh, we're doing a podcast with someone from Nutaku. And I was like, I don't know who they are. And he's like, oh, just go like look at their website. Fucking hell, it's the worst thing he's ever said to me. Jesus Christ. There was tits everywhere. I was like, oh my.
It was just like...
I was like, Ace, why is this woman's nipple so large?
Oh. It wasn't like a fan site for Nutella.
Oh, it sounds worse if you combine them. Just people smearing themselves in peanut butter.
I didn't know what you meant by adult games. I was like, oh yeah, mature. Like, just like rating, like just for like top end. And then it only just hit me when you said Nutella.
Yeah, I mean things with dicks. That's what I mean.
So pretty much all of Activision Blizzard.
My name's Jesse McCree. Welcome to the Adult Game Award. Oh, look at the Game Awards After Dark. Fucking hell.
Biggest Chode Award goes to...
the whole point of a Chode... No, I won't get into
it. And today, Jesse McCree is here to take the award for the biggest micro penis. Thank you, Jesse. No wonder you're so sexist. Fucking great if you listen to our podcast. You're going to be fucking well upset, aren't you?
Taking shots at specific people to her companies. It's so fun.
You're right, yeah. True. It's out there now, Ace, unless you want to edit. You edit this podcast. Every time we say a name, it's like, beep, beep. Every time we say it, it's just Ace going, Activision Blizzard. And then that's it.
Right, I think we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Rhodes and Winks. That might be it for this episode of the Greencast, but you can subscribe wherever you found this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from GameGrin by visiting GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast, which covers the latest anime from the current season. And until then, game on.